A warning to parents, the following report may end up costing you a lot of money. It's about the annual toy fair in New York City where the newest games and toys are unveiled. This year, the hottest products are packed with electronics, they're noisy, and they cost a bundle. NPR's Robert Smith checked out the toy selection.
It's built like a piece of military hardware with infrared sensors and radio frequency tags. It has a memory chip and voice recognition software. And thank goodness, it's wearing a diaper. This little mommy's doll from Mattel cuddles, recognizes objects, and responds to her own name. In fact, she could probably strike up a conversation with Hasbro's talking parrot, Squawkers McCaw.
Hi, Squawkers.
Hello.
He's just like a real parrot. He has touch sensors, so when I touch his back...
With video games and iPods competing for kids' attention, the toy industry has had to pump up its own electronic innovation. Everywhere at the toy fair are playthings that recognize you, talk back, and generally make a ruckus. Duncan Billing is the chief marketing officer of Hasbro.
Every year, technology advances, and we can use those advances to enhance the play experiences.
Well, is there anything that you can't put a chip in?
Well, probably, but we haven't thought of one yet.
The technology does come at a price. Both the baby doll and the parrot will probably retail for $69.99, a price that Billing figures is reasonable for some parents.
And actually, if you look at video games have really opened consumers' minds to higher price points. They're paying $50 or $60 for a video game. They're paying, $600 for PS3. They're paying $300 for a Nintendo Wii. And there's no reason why they wouldn't pay that for really great toys.
Of course, there is a larger price to pay for all these technological toys. A parent's sanity.
Press blue to play light speed. Press yellow to play rapid recharge.
Remember the
press
quiet Rubik's Cube? It's now Rubik's Revolution. Toy executive Eric Levin rotates the blinking cube quickly in his hands.
And now every time you hit the light, another light turns on somewhere. Every time you do it, the next light stays on for a shorter period of time, and that ticking noise gets faster and faster, creating a really great sense of panic.
It's just one of the traditional toys that's gone high-tech. The Toy Fair features Lego sets with infrared sensors and bricks that make sounds. There's a Barbie doll that lip-syncs along with your iPod. Even the clothing at the Toy Fair has something to say. That's the Hokey Pokey skirt from the Acting Out Company. They're putting out a whole line of musical clothing.
We have Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. We have a new skirt that plays a chicken dance.
It'll be like a bell on a cat. You'll always know where your little daughter is.
She can wear it to the supermarket and you can't lose her.
Each of these toys is pretty amusing by itself. But what happens when the little girl wearing the chicken dance skirt pulls out Mattel's new pizza maker Elmo doll? While her brother turns on Hasbro's Whack-A-Mole Tower.
Ready, go!
The lesson for parents from the toy fair? Stock up on batteries and earplugs. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.